Hey guys, I wanted to do the podcast a little differently this time. I'm just testing this out to see if you seeing me as I'm doing the podcast will increase the viewership. I think it will, so we will see how this goes. So welcome to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am Karen Malone, your host, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. And so today is episode number 22 for the year. And I'm so excited to be able to talk to you each and every week to encourage you to be able to rehab your career, rehab your money, rehab your relationships, and rehab your health. And so the topics will cover all of those different things, and we will have special guests from time to time, as well as special topics. And so today's topic is one that I'm considering a special topic because we are at the halfway point of the year. It's currently June 12th, 2020. We have 6 more months to go in this year. And this year has been different. It's been crazy. It's been heart-wrenching. It's been all of those things. But I am here to encourage you to not forget about your goals. I recall, and I have evidence from the podcast episodes, that we ended 2019 on a high. 2020 is going to be my year. The Lord has given me a word, and I'm going to be moving forward towards that word. And 2020 has some very audacious goals. And we still have time to be able to reach those goals. Now, I do want to be sensitive to the things that are going on in the world. You know, we had several deaths, and there's the Black Lives Matter protests that are going on. There's the pandemic that is going on at the same time as this social unrest. And so definitely wanting to be sensitive to that. These are extremely important events. They've had a major impact on many people's lives. So I do not want to sugarcoat or undercut that at all. However, when we started the year, we did our vision board. And so I have my vision board here where I broke mine down into quarters, and you know, like I said, we had extremely audacious goals. Along with that, some sales and productivity goals. And I'll be honest, I'm canceling the Peoria conference, which is scheduled for next month, because it just didn't make any sense to try to sell tickets to an event in the middle of a pandemic in a totally different state. I'm not comfortable with traveling right now. I'm not comfortable with asking people for their hard-earned money right now. A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of people, you know, receive their stimulus checks, and those checks went to be able to pay the bills or put food in your house. And so I'm going to be pivoting to hosting a summit in place of the Peoria conference, and hopefully we would be able to have the Houston conference in October, but it just depends on what this whole pandemic situation looks like at that time. But I wanted to double back to at the beginning of the year when we did our vision board. We were doing the work in the retreat that I hosted to uncover and to peel back the layers of self-limiting beliefs and different things that we felt was holding us back. And it was a good session. It was a really good session. We came up with some goals that were specific. We outlined some things, and we put down on our boards with, you know, visual support, things that would encourage us to be able to make it to the end of the year, having reached some, if not all, of these goals. And ironically, when I look at my board, I actually am still on target for what my vision board says. Now, I've made some progress towards my health goal, but not as much as I would like. But for the other things that are on my board, I actually am on target, even though we are in the midst of social unrest and a pandemic, which is why I wanted you to pull your board out. You might have put it in the back of your closet. It might be in the garage somewhere. I don't know. But pull your board back out. Refresh your spirit on what God told you. He doesn't just tell you something just to be telling you something. It was based on the word. If you believed what God told you, then that's what you should be working towards. Again, not being insensitive. I also want you to consider, could it be that you were created for such a time as this, and that your skills and abilities can open you up to be able to make provision for a need that is identified right now during this time? So again, not being insensitive, but wanting you to use your skills and abilities, wanting you to think and not be so stuck in what's going on right now. Because when you really look at it, on the other side of this, there's going to be a lot of work that needs to be done from a training and a coaching perspective, which is right in the field that I'm in. There's going to be some PTSD from what people have seen. I can't imagine having been a nurse working in a New York hospital and seeing people dying left and right. I just can't even imagine it. Some people may want to transition into a totally different career field. So as a vocational rehab counselor, I got to be ready to deal with the trauma that they experience and help them to be able to navigate into a new role. Even if there's so the health and wellness field, there's going to be a big need. There's going to be a need for training and for courses. So if that's in your wheelhouse, if that's something that you were already working on and that was on your vision board for 2020, you still got time. You need to be ready so that on the other side of this thing, you will be ready to do what God has called you to do. So I want you to consider, again, pull out your vision board, look at it again. See if you are on track. Even though you may have taken your focus off of it for a little bit, you may actually still be right on track like I am. But look at your vision board and decide if you need to pivot or tweak anything, and decide to push even more, because we're just the halfway point. If you're in the middle of the game and you were losing and you were feeling like, oh man, what's going on? Take a break. Rehydrate. Get ready to keep pushing. So that's what this encouragement is about. That's why this is a special podcast episode. It's not going to be long, but I wanted to do it so that way you can get some encouragement to be able to keep pushing. So in September, I had already planned to do a vision board follow-up. And so my hope is that this message will encourage you to be able to pick up your vision board again, dust it off, refocus, you know, pray, ask the Lord to renew your spirit towards what he had told you initially, you know, apologize that you had not done what you needed to do because you got distracted about everything that was going on. Again, it might be that there's something that he had for you to do that would be for such a time as this. So get in the word, find what it is that the message that he may have for you at this time. And like I said, push. You want to be able to keep moving forward, even though we have a lot going on. He's going to need you to be ready and to be prepared for the flip side of this. And so in September, we're doing a follow-up to the vision board to kind of see where you are. So between now and September, get back going, get up, do it again, try some more, push. And then in September, let's come back together, see where we're at, and then let's commit to the last 90 days, October, November, December. If there's some things between now and then that you can just knock out, do it. If in September you realize like, okay, I really want to be serious about this and I want to accomplish a few things, if not all of the things on my vision board, then let's recommit and let's come together, pull out the board, be realistic and specific about the thing that you want to accomplish. It could be just one. It could be just, I want to make sure that at the end of this year, I at least did one thing. And from October, November, and December, we are going to rock out that one thing and finish strong for 2020. So that is my encouragement. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope that you dust it off and you get started again, and we can meet up again in September about this topic, and we can rock out 2020. We never know what 2020 is going to look like, but let's not forget about our goals, because they were based on the word. It's something that he told you to do, and I want you to be obedient and do what he asked you to do, just like I am working to be obedient to do what he's asked me to do.
Hey ladies, Father's Day is right around the corner. If you're looking for custom ideas or just want to pick up a quick ready-made basket, connect with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay beauty consultant. She is offering 20% off all men's items, and she has Father's Day baskets ranging from $25 and up. Click on the link in the show notes to go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life and the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.